to the Dirt Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with me on the show when you hear somebody hang up is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. This hour is brought to you by the Dirt Doctor Publications. And there are several. They got a whole bunch of books, and a large percentage of them are still available out there in the normal outlets, bookstores, and online, and that sort of thing, and cover subjects all over the place related to this natural organic gardening, farming, ranching, and so forth. The last two books were completely non-regionalized. A lot of my books have Texas in the name because we used to just be on the air in Texas, but Most of the books, if not all of them, are really good for anybody across the country with two exceptions. One is timing when you do things, which you'd have to adjust maybe a little bit from what we use as timing in Dallas. And then the other would relate to specific varieties of plants. But the main things, how you prepare a bed properly, how you plant a tree properly, how you control insects and diseases, all that is basically the same wherever you are. So you can adjust the timing and some of the plants, and they'll all work. But the last two, the professional organic management for the professional, and then the organic lawn care book, the last two I did are completely non-regionalized because we were doing this nationally syndicated show. And by the time we started working on those. A couple of things before we go to the phone lines. I've had some questions this week about fire blight, and I was talking off the air with Phil there about his fruit trees and everything a little bit, and he mentioned fire blight. Fire blight is pretty easy to control, and we're delighted with something we stumbled into, and it's using the Garrett juice as the base spray, which we generally recommend, and adding hydrogen peroxide to the spray. You can use hydrogen peroxide by itself, but when it's hot, you want to take the 3% hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store or the drugstore and cut it with water in half, and that gets it down to, in the 1% more or less range, and you're not going to get any phytotoxicity at that strength. But if you use the mixing rates that we have on our website on dirtdoctor.com, you can go to the library and look up hydrogen peroxide. We did a newsletter about all the different rates you can use for 3% hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store or the 35%, heavy duty stuff that you have to be extremely careful with, or you burn yourself, how to mix to use for all of the different uses, spraying for insects and diseases. Well, diseases more than insects. I guess it helps you with some of the small things, algae and koi ponds and lakes and things like that, and everything in between. All those rates are for you in our chart. And it works on fire blight very, very well. It's amazing. You cut the fire blight damage out and spritz the areas that have been cut and the pruners, and then spray the whole plant, and fire blight will be gone. Terrific. And I've noticed in an organic publication the other day an article about fire ants, and it reminded me that I need to talk briefly about fire ants if the questions don't even come up, because this article tended to indicate they're not easy to control, and I don't agree with that at all. I think fire blights are very easy to control with the organic program. They were created with the toxic chemicals. They changed from having one queen per mound and being very territorial to having many queens per mound and being completely non-territorial. Well, the way you take that back is to stop using the chemicals and messing up nature and start using things that help to balance it back. And we've just had incredible success getting people to use the dry molasses product broadcast on the site. If it's a smaller property, you need to use about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. If it's larger properties, you can cut way back, and any that you use will help, and then you can add more later on. It's pretty fascinating how dry molasses repels fire ants extremely well. And then you can treat the mounds with the mound drench, which is basically garret juice with citrus added, orange oil added. You can use spinosad, like has already come up on the show, and beneficial nematodes. While you're controlling other pests, the beneficial nematodes will help you control fire ants as well. They aren't hard to control. We have some ants now on our properties, and I was a little surprised about that. It came from all the huge rain. We've got some other issues, as many people do, from all the gigantic amount of rain that we had early in the year, this year. But the ants we have aren't fire ants. We haven't had any fire ants on our property in years and years. The organic program by itself generally keeps them away. That doesn't mean 100%. Sometimes they'll pop up here and there for people, and then some of those other techniques are needed. But spinosad can be used, and spot treating with it, like we talked, is the way to do it because of the bee issue. But it's a tool and kind of the ultimate weapon if you need to use it. 99% of the time, you don't have to go to that step. Okay, let's go to the phones in Philadelphia. Listening on AM radio there, it's Jim. Hello, Jim.
Good morning, Howard. Calling about a purple leaf sand cherry that we own and want to continue to own, but it's looks like it's contracted black knot. And I've been deep watering it and giving it some root stimulation, but don't know if we're going to be able to save it or not, and trying to find out if there is anything else I can do for it.
Okay, black knot is a disease I haven't had to deal with a whole lot here. Do you know? Have you done any research on it? Is it bacterial or fungal?
Fungal.
It's a fungal deal. That's good. It's easier to control. But the hydrogen peroxide is probably what I'd recommend. I'd mix it with the garret juice. Then the best way to mix it in this case, Jim, is to, when you make a gallon of garret juice ready to spray, you're going to be spraying or drenching it, you replace a quart of water in the mixture with a quart of hydrogen peroxide. That's probably the best way to explain it.
Okay.
And spritz it, spray it real well, soak the stems, the leaves, the whole deal, but also drench it into the soil. Now, spraying the leaves more than once is okay, but don't drench the soil with it but one time.
Okay.
And it kills some pathogens right at first and will continue to if you use it over and over and hurt the beneficial life in the soil. Don't even use it on the foliage more than you have to, but it's a hydrogen peroxide is one of those things that we use one time and one time only on the soil.
It doesn't have that many leaves left, unfortunately. It's kind of like what's happened is I've cut away the part of it that is dead, and there's very little of it still alive, but I'm just not ready to give up on it.
Yeah, we'll try this technique. Out of curiosity, what kind of fertilizer have you been using in the past?
It's a slow-release fertilizer that I buy from a nursery. It's called Plant Trust.
Well, it sounds like it's synthetic. Is that the case?
No, it's not supposed to be synthetic. It's minerals, and it's supposed to be a natural fertilizer.
Okay. Look into that just a little bit more, and if it's not, shift over to a totally organic fertilizer. Put some of the rock minerals and sugars and things like we recommend in the in our bed preparation program around
right.
the plant. Even it'd be a kind of a version of the sick tree treatment if you did that. And even if the tree doesn't make it, we hope it does, but even if the tree doesn't make it, you will not have wasted any money because it'll be beneficial for the soil and for whatever else you plant long term in that space.
Yeah, I understand that whole family. I think it's referred to as Prunus. That whole family is very susceptible to diseases. And
well, the diseases are something we deal with the organic program much more effectively than the chemical techniques right. and products. So give what I talked about a shot. The other alternatives to hydrogen peroxide are cornmeal. You can put the dry whole grain whole cornmeal on the soil as a soil amendment. You can also soak it in water. A cup per 5 gallons basically is what we use. Let it sit for 30 minutes or an hour. Stir it around real good. Strain the solids out, and then that cornmeal juice makes an antifungal pathogen control also.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm going to have to run, but I think that'll get you going on the right direction.
Howard, appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Electrolytes like sodium, potassium, magnesium, and chloride recharge your cells. That's especially important for your heart and muscles. Low electrolytes can lead to fatigue and cramping. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I now feed my dogs and the pet food that you should let your pets try. They will enjoy it, just like mine do. Victor not only has grain-free choices, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. These great products are naturally preserved with no toxic chemicals, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor dog food and cat food at your favorite pet store or feed store. And for more information about dog and cat food recommended by me, the Dirt Doctor, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Got full board, so I'll get back to the phones real quickly. But somebody called in and couldn't wait or didn't wait. Wanted me to comment on the Rose Rosette coverage that was on TV apparently last night. What continues to be said, and it's coming from universities, is that there's no hope and to tear the plants out and throw them away. There's been at least one research grant project set up. One of them that I just pulled up a report on it. It's a $4.6 million grant by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to study methods to combat rose rosette disease. A&M refers to this. They've been involved in some kind of grant, too, and I assume, I may be wrong, I'll have to look this up, that the one they were involved in is a separate grant. This may be the same thing, though. But what they're recommending is this removal. We haven't heard from anybody about trying the techniques that we've recommended. We do have a suggestion to try, even if you're going to tear the plants out, give this a try first, and it'll improve the soil for whatever you decide to plant if you do end up tearing all the roses out. But I wouldn't do that as the first step. It's on our website on dirtdoctor.com. We did a newsletter on it. It's in the library. It's basically kind of a souped-up version of the sick tree treatment. But the most interesting thing I'm seeing right now, I was noticing the other day, we've been driving around a lot to various places the last few months, and I've been really looking at the roses that are around here in North Texas in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I'm seeing an awful lot of the one that's the biggest problem, the knockout rose, that are just blooming like crazy and look terrific. It's almost like they've decided to get over the problem themselves. So if anybody has any input about using the program that we've recommended, whether it worked for you or didn't work, you know, let us know. We're continuing to look into it. But I think that it's really kind of silly just to throw hands up, especially when you have $5 million worth of grants to try something new. I would suggest trying some of these things that we have talked about that work so well on some of the projects. We've had some people tell us that it worked and then the plants reverted and got sick again, but most of the reports that we've gotten have been that it worked and the plants are in fine shape and they did not have to be removed. But whatever your input, we're totally open to hearing what it is. Next up from Rome, Georgia, is Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hey, Howard. I heard this tip on your show, and I wanted to call and let the listeners know that it worked. I had it. It was not fire ants, but I had a mound of ants, and it was right where I needed to mow also.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to get rid of the mound with a hoe, and they just swarmed all over, you know, and even made a bigger mound. And I heard about Lemon Joy on your show, and I went to the Dollar General store and bought a dollar bottle of Lemon Joy and sprayed it all over the, covered the mound in it. And then when it rained, I'd cover it again, and it just disappeared. The mound just disappeared, and the ants didn't move anywhere else on my property.
Well, Lemon Joy is a pretty good product. You may have heard me mention it on the air. I know one professional grower that uses it in their greenhouse operation. They put about less than a tablespoon of Lemon Joy in a gallon of water, and that's their insect control. So it's a good way to go.
Yeah, and my ants disappeared, and I just squirted it straight from the bottle.
Doing it straight would really kill them. You can probably save some money. And it'd be a little better for your soil if you dilute it a little bit, and it'll still kill them.
Okay. Well, it disappeared, and it didn't reappear, so I just wanted to let your listeners know that Lemon Joy worked.
Thanks for the report.
Okay.
Talk
bye-bye.
To you later. Bye-bye. Let's go to Spring Valley, Arizona, and talk to Rochelle. Hello, Rochelle.
Hi. I was needing some more clarification about this weed wrench because I checked that Ace Hardware at Home Depot, and apparently they don't have it.
The weed wrench for taking out small seedling trees that are a problem, weed-type trees. The weed wrench is a term that is an actual product. There are several products that are similar. If you do an online search, and I don't think you'll find the products in too many stores because it's such a specialty item. But if you do an online search for weed wrench, you'll probably get about at least five different versions that'll come up and under different names. Read the reports on the different ones that you find, because I've had some of the listeners tell me they've tried some that and the device didn't hold up very well. One listener told me they got back with the company and had a suggestion about improving the product, and the company actually took the suggestion and improved it. Basically, what they do, it's a lever that you or lever that you connect to the bottom of the little tree sapling, whatever you're trying to remove, and it clamps on the bottom, and then you just rock back on it, and it pulls the tree out of the ground. But the generic name is weed wrench, so just do a search on that, and I think you'll find what you need. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website, dirtdoctor.com. I'll tell you about getting our free newsletter right after this break. Don't go away.
Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. The telephone number to be with me here on the show is 866-444-3478. Today's Victor pet tip of the week has to do with heat. It's hot out there in a lot of the country, and dogs can really be injured by being left out in the full sun or too hot a place of, concrete and metal buildings with no fans or cooling, especially if they don't have water. So be sure and allow plenty of water and shade and that kind of thing, and be careful about that. There's a fella in Dallas that is involved with the Katy Trail. It's a trail we have that is down in the Turtle Creek and north of downtown area, and he's kind of on the lookout for people that are running with their dogs or bicycling with their dogs and heat stress happening to these animals. He's doing a good job kind of keeping an eye and making people aware. I think a lot of people are silly enough to think that they can ride a bicycle out in 100 degrees and have a dog on a leash running along with them, and it's not going to bother the dog. So just, a little common sense and take care of our friends out there. The Victor dog food line is what we recommend. VictorDogFood.com is the information online storehouse for you there. They got a lot of great photographs of dogs. Their Facebook page is terrific too, so check it out, VictorDogFood.com. And I open line all of a sudden for you if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. Gary in East Texas someplace listening on 660. Where are you in East Texas, Gary?
Out near Canton in Tyler, Texas.
Gotcha.
Well, what I've got a question about, we have on the back deck some junipers growing down the back deck near the pool, and a colony of very angry bumblebees have decided to take up residence underneath that bush, which makes it very fun when you go out there and mow the lawn and mainly do raking. We've discovered when we rake the lawn, that's when we tend to aggravate the bees. And we usually would leave them alone, but after they've stung our mom, my brother, and our little dog, it's war.
Wow. Yeah. They can be pretty aggressive. Somebody called me during the week about a bumblebee problem. I don't know if it has anything to do with all the heavy rain that we have or what the situation is, but they do seem to be a little more aggressive and out there. Are yours, can you tell where the hive is?
It's somewhere underneath that juniper. I can get within, my brother and I can both get within maybe 12 to 15 inches of probably where the opening to whatever burrow or hole underneath it is.
Okay.
But usually if you get them aggravated, we've noticed 75 to 100 of them start to swarm out of that bush.
Well, you may want to get a professional company to come in with the proper kind of protective gear and everything to help you with it. But you can kill them, and, you know, they are beneficial, but this case, you can't worry about that. We've got to take care of it. And you can kill them with some pretty non-toxic things, both wasps, hornets, all three, wasps, hornets, and bees, with soapy water.
Okay.
You can use the Lemon Joy soap that we just talked about mixed in water, and it'll kill them. It'll knock them down quickly and does a good job. If you can find the opening and get to it without getting hurt, if you can have protective gear on, you can have a big watering can mixed with soapy water and drench it into the mound hole opening, and it kills them very effectively. If you drench it in there and then jam a big rock or something over the top so they can't get out, that's ideal. And one other tip that was given to me by an organic pest control guy is that the best time to do it is at night with red cellophane put over your flashlight. For some reason, that eliminates their ability to see it as well or whatever, and you can get close to them, and they're calmer at that point once you determine where that opening is.
Yeah, that's going to be the fun part right there. The closest thing we found to deter them is a tennis racket.
Yeah. Doing that and then spraying, you know, having a spray with you so you could spray when they start swarming. If you hit them in the air when they're swarming with a soapy water like the Lemon Joy, it'll kill them. It'll knock them down.
We're definitely going to have to try that.
Try that. The best advice, again, though, is to get a professional company to come in and handle it for you. If they do, make sure that they agree that the strongest thing they're going to use is soapy water or one of the essential oil products, which work the same way.
Makes sense. Unlike the soapy water, what is the proper ratio for the mixture of that?
Well, we've knocked them down and killed insects with as little as a teaspoon per gallon of water, but in this case, I'd go up to about an ounce per gallon of water and make sure you kill them.
Okay. We'll definitely give that a try. Hopefully
that left on the foliage might give you a little bit of phytotoxicity, a little bit of burn in the heat of the summer, but what you do is after spraying it, just wash it all off with straight water, and I don't think that'll even be a problem.
Sounds good.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you very much.
And be careful. Bumblebees are very, very beneficial, but they can flat be dangerous, and they seem to be angry, like he was suggesting right now for some reason. Number is 866-444-3478. Here in Chicago is Dave. What's up, Dave?
Good morning. I'm very glad to find you in person here.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Found your products, and I've got three questions. And before I start that question, you know, I'm looking to make a switch into helping an organic company from a marketing and business standpoint, got landscape experience, and offline, maybe later in the week, could seek your advice along those lines.
Sure. Just send me an email, send it to info@dirtdoctor.com and make a big point that we on there that we talked about it on the air. I'd be glad to chat with you.
Oh, that's great. And the first of three questions is, what's the best way or the best ways to get rid of Creeping Charlie?
Well, Creeping Charlie is one of the plants that you can actually control with a fairly new product on the market. It's the only organic herbicide that's selective. You know, most of the organic herbicides are things like vinegar and citrus-based products and fatty acid-based products and things like that, and they're non-selective. They kill green plant tissue. But there's one product that you can use on Creeping Charlie, even in a turf, and it won't hurt the turf, but it'll kill the plant, the broadleaf plant. Mm-hmm. And it's called Agrilawn, one word, Agrilawn crabgrass killer. It was developed by a guy that maintained lawns, and he was primarily worried about crabgrass, but he developed this thing and this product, and he discovered that it controlled a bunch of broadleaf plants, and it's extremely good on all of the broadleaf plants we've tried it on for the most part, unless they're really shiny, hard surface leaves like, what's the one that grows in the water? Dollar weed, you know, the ones that have a real glaze on them. They work pretty well. It works pretty well on those, but it works the best on weeds that have a dull kind of pubescence to the leaf.
And so it sounds like that would also work on that the weed with the tiny yellow flower.
Yeah, any kind. It so far it's worked on pretty much everything we've tried it on, up to and including Virginia buttonweed, which is a one tough weed. It doesn't work on nutsedge, but again, nutsedge has a shiny glossy leaf. I wish it did work on it. Its active ingredient, believe it or not, Dave, is cinnamon. It's cinnamon in a potassium bicarbonate base, and he may put some other herbs in it as well. You wet the area down where you've got the problem of the broadleaf weed or crabgrass, whatever you're trying to deal with. And after it's wet, you dust this material out. It turns the foliage yellow at first, which would tend to indicate that there may be some turmeric in it also. And then it turns the weed black. It just burns it up, and it does it very quickly. I did it on an area in our backyard where I'd been just kind of lazy and let false strawberry take over, which is a pretty aggressive weed. I used to actually plant it on purpose, which was a nutty thing to do. But it killed it completely out of the St. Augustine lawn and didn't hurt St. Augustine.
Great. We'll try that. The other question was wood chips. Picked up some wood chips from Scott's Miracle-Gro. And in a couple of the bags, there were a whole bunch of little white bugs that moved fast. And I took it up to the local garden center, and they said they couldn't identify what it was. But the last thing you want to do is take wood chips, spread them out if there was an infestation of something that could be harmful.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be a big deal. But on the other hand, wood chips is kind of a problem to begin with. Is that specifically how it's labeled, is wood chips? Is that what it looks like?
It looks like wood chips. It's a dark brown. It's a Miracle Grow product through Scott's.
Okay. Well, first of all, I wouldn't support Scott's with buying anything they sell, but wood chips are a problem if they really are wood chips, because what that means is that they'll be all cellulose. They'll be all carbon. There won't be any protein in the mix, and that can give a nitrogen drafting from the soil. And also, we have my friend Mike McGrath up in Pennsylvania. He talks about this. You probably know who Mike is. He talks about this fungus. It's called artillery fungus, that's real bad in any kind of wood-based mulches. We don't have that problem down here in the South, and I don't mind it from that standpoint, but up there you may have that issue. What you would like to get instead, Dave, is shredded native tree trimmings. And your local garden center, if they don't have it, they can probably get it somehow. We use shredded cedar, and we also just use shredded native tree trimmings, where it's a mixture of different species of trees all in the same mixture. What's better about that is you do get some carbon and some cellulose, but you also get protein from the buds and the cambium layer and the bits of green stem and leaf tissue and everything. And that balance gives you the ability of the mulch to have a little bit of a fertilizer value and not rob the nitrogen and not have some of the other problems that just wood chips have.
So the problem with wood chips, really, it's a lack of value it's providing?
Well, it's a lack of protein in it, and you get that all carbon, all cellulose that will rob the nitrogen. And in your area, maybe you have that artillery fungus as well. So it's just something to look into in a better product, probably. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to get out of here for a second. Howard Garrett, be back after this.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Matt's talking to somebody in there that may have just hung up. He called with a tip that bumblebees are dormant at night. Yeah, that's why I've recommended to the caller that that once you locate the entrance to the mound, underground hive, going out at night when they're calm and down in there is the time to do it. And putting red cellophane over the lights, the flashlight seems to help as well. If he had something else, if he calls back, let me know, Matt. Lisa in Quakertown, Pennsylvania. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Howard. How you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Good. My question is, my husband and I are looking at some land, and currently it's got soybeans growing on it, which I'm guessing are probably GMO, but I don't know yet.
You guessed right. They all are.
Yeah. What a shame.
Yeah.
If we do get it, well, what can we do to detoxify the land?
Well, the organic program is the only thing that you can do, and it does work, and it's one of the main reasons why we push the organic program so much. Changing the biological activity of the soil, which is you can only do with organic fertilizers and amendments and things that we've discussed here, is the only way you can have any effect on it. Of the contamination of the GMO is left in the soil, I don't know. There's probably some for sure, you know, in the microbes and the damage that it's done overall. But the organic fertilizers, compost, rock powders, sugars, all the things that we talk about are the things that will help neutralize the problem.
Okay, so if we get it, then just start gardening like the way we do now, organically.
Yeah, the only thing you might do, Lisa, is just more of all the good stuff in the beginning, kind of a detox sort of a situation.
If is it like a cover crop, like clover or anything? Or
wouldn't hurt.
It's about 4 acres.
It wouldn't hurt at all, but depending on how many acres are we talking about here?
It's 11 acres, about 40% of it's soybean. The other half has been hayed, which I'm guessing means there's no pesticides, which should be a good thing.
Well, it may not. It may mean that 2,4-D and broadleaf herbicides have been used there, too. You have to kind of assume the worst.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Still, all you do is what I recommend. The soil detox program is on our website in the library, and the whole way of going there starts with the use of a fine textured carbon product of some kind, either activated carbon or a fine textured humate, and you're probably already familiar with using those kind of things anyway, but getting a fine textured one so that it could be mixed with water and sprayed on the place, it actually locks up the toxins the minute it's sprayed, and then the actual breakdown of all of it happens through biological activity using the amendments that build a healthy soil.
Okay. So actually I'm not familiar with the carbon. I haven't had to do that. The land that we've had now, we've had for a long time, and I think it's always been organic. So we've just been gardening organic.
Sure.
Fine
textured humates are pretty easily available from several different companies. You can find some of them online. The product that's the best in that regard, and for anybody thinking about needing to detoxify soil, the product that's the best is called Norit, N-O-R-I-T, and it is very difficult to find. The people are hard to deal with. They don't really want to mess with farmers and ranchers and gardeners. You know, it's a industrial product, but it is incredible how it will grab toxins and lock them up and take them out of being a problem.
Wow. And is that something that is sprayed on or
granulated? Yeah, you mix it with water. One of the reasons it works so well is it's incredibly fine textured. If you open a can of it and the wind was blowing, it just all blow away.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's so fine. It's finer than talcum powder. And so you have to mix it with water. You spray it out. I learned about it from a listener that called and said that a chemical lawn care company had sprayed the wrong house and sprayed their place, and the husband could not go out. He was so chemically sensitive. And they tried different carbon products, and they ran into this Norit product, and they sprayed it, and he was immediately able to go out and breathe and not have a problem.
Ah, good news. Okay, very good.
The only bad news is you can't hardly buy it. It's hard to get it.
But if I can't find it, the fine textured
humate. Any kind of fine textured humate or carbon product is second best. Right.
Okay, great. I appreciate your help. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Yeah, they contacted me at one point a few years ago and said that they had made the decision that they wanted to do some retail products and work with us and put it on the market. And then the people changed and they said, we don't want to mess with it. And it kind of all went away. Maybe it'll happen again at some point in the future. We'll let you know if it does. Rick in Lewis, Delaware. Hello, Rick.
Hi, how are you, Howard?
Nice. Doing well, thank you.
And I'm a first-time listener.
Well, thank you, sir.
I've been following a little bit of organic gardening for some time now, mostly since I've retired and really have the time to think about its benefits and such. And so listening to your program is really fun. And I do have a question. I'm sitting here looking. I have a koi pond. And I'm sitting here looking at my water lilies.
I tell you what, Rick, we're about to have to break on a hard break. If you can stick with me, I can talk about my koi pond and your koi pond when we come back, okay?
Sure.
All right, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll lead off the hour with that. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. I didn't tell you about how to get the newsletter. Send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com, and we'll put you on, or fill out the form that's on the homepage at dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter's free, and it's weekly.